Chell, so what are we looking at right here?
All right, so right here, you're looking at a crash-landed spaceship, and the character that you control is an alien being who crash-lands in this module.
It's sort of
spaceship.
Like pod thing there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he crashed here on this giant island. As you walk along here, turn to the left, you will see there's controls.
You implement the controls into the game itself rather than having like instructions off to the side.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Okay, that's helpful. Does that make it easier for people to just jump right into the game?
It does if you like take it from the start.
Okay.
But like I said, in exhibitions, a lot of times people don't get that luxury
of starting from
the beginning. So they're like somewhere off in a cave and they're like, where am I? What am I doing?
What do I do? How do I move?
Yeah. There's no keys problem. Like floating in the air that tell you what to do. So back there was one that said one.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
okay.
If I hit one.
So what'd you just do right there? Did the sounds come out?
So there's animals around that'll be talking. So if they do a note and you do a note, and you do a note in the correct order that they talk to you in, then you learn new notes. So, for example, this one's shooting a one at me, so if I hit one, the particles indicate that I have learned a new note, and you'll see he emits that note, which I couldn't do previously, but now I can.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty awesome. Do you have to do it at the exact moment to get them to like coincide like there on the screen?
There's a little bit of timing, but it's not like... It's not
too important.
So, also throughout the world, you'll find these runes.
That's a rune?
Looks like a rune.
A rock, kind of.
Yeah. Looks like a rock. It's a pointy rock crystal. And if you talk to these as well, then
you
they will activate.
Notes.
You don't learn notes from them, but your goal is to, there in the distance, you'll see...
like a spotlight coming
up into the sky. So if you activate all the runes, you win the game.
Oh, okay. I see. How many runes are there? Or do you not know?
There's three. Also, when you activate the runes, you get cool music changes that indicate you're doing stuff. So the music on right now is different from what was before.
Yeah,
aha,
I noticed.
See, there it is.
Oh, and that's
like
one of those numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. So you press two.
Yeah, so
and then...
two does that.
Are there enemies in the game?
There are no enemies.
Oh, okay.
And it is also impossible to die.
Oh, okay.
So something that's cool and about the game is that there is a linear order to it, but it forces you to explore a lot of the map. So for example, there's this bird here, which is one of the animals that you can go up and talk to, but he says things that you don't know yet. Okay, actually, I do know that one for some reason. So I just cheated the game.
But, game designer, you know, you have a little bit of leverage when it comes to playing it. So how interactive is the experience? Like, you as the game designers, the three of you, you have total control over the creativity of it, but can other people go in and change the environment as well? Can they add animals? Can they add runes?
They cannot,
So it's pretty linear in that way, you know? It's like they jump in and there's like a set path for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that one had like a green light instead.
Yeah. So that's where you learn the third note. So I actually know all the notes now.
Okay.
So I can go anywhere and do everything.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
Is that another rune right there?
Yep.
Okay.
This is a...
Nice.
I'm trying to remember where the other rune is. Is that it? That's it right there.
Oh, okay. So the locations of the runes don't change every time. They stay the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
The runes are always in the same place, and the animals are always in the same place.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So you win right there. All the lights activated.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure.
What else? Let me show you the other cave.
Is there like a square mileage or something to the environment? Like the ratio to the figure that's on the screen and stuff?
There should be, but I don't remember what it is.
Oh, okay, it's all good. We're pretty much seeing what we got here. This is the environment right here. Oh, wow. Oh, it's like an underwater cave. Mm-hmm. What are these globes, they're jellyfish?
Jellyfish.
Oh, okay, right.
Flying jellyfish.
Flying jellyfish, right. Thank you.